Here's why AI will not cure all disease. Even though you hear that claim from a lot of really intelligent people in the AI space, it's not going to happen, and I'm going to explain why. But the good news is there's a better solution that's already available to you, and you don't have to wait for AI to come along to cure cancer. We already know how to do that. So welcome, I'm Mike Adams, known as the Health Ranger. I'm also an accomplished AI developer. I developed all the tools that you can see at brighteon.ai, including the very newly popular book creation engine that you can find at brightlearn.ai. Now, in addition to that, of course, I run a mass spec science lab conducting a food analysis. I'm number one best-selling science author of the book Food Forensics. I hold patents on the decontamination of the body from radioisotopes, as well as heavy metals and, et cetera, et cetera. The point is, if there's two things I know quite well, it's health and, you know, disease reversals and nutrition, that whole realm. But also, I know tech. I know AI. I founded a software company back in the 1990s and eventually sold that off. And I've been steeped in tech for all these years. And so I'm probably one of the few people that has a good, strong, competent base in both of these areas. And I'm not saying that, you know, to try to brag or anything, but just to establish the fact that if there's anyone who can answer this question, will AI cure all disease? It's someone like me who has expertise in both of those areas. And I can tell you the answer is no. But why do we hear that? We hear it a lot. We hear that AI is going to solve all disease. But this is stated in the same kind of tone that we hear people say, well, AI is going to solve math, or AI is going to solve physics. And those solutions can be carried out in the cognitive space. So yes, you can solve math problems in the cognitive space. It doesn't require changing someone's physiology in order to solve math. The same thing with physics, chemistry, protein folding, any kind of, you know, genetics research, etc. This can all be done in the cognitive space that is perfect for compute. So if you have a problem in the digital space, then AI will absolutely be able to assist in solving that problem. For example, the AI that I've built solves problems of things like writing books and doing book research and eliminating hallucinations and so on. And that's very achievable. We've done it. But even though it can write a book that says how to reverse type 2 diabetes, it doesn't actually go to the patient and reverse their type 2 diabetes. And that's the difference. So when these machine learning high-level scientists are saying that AI is going to cure all disease, they're confusing the map with the territory. It's not going to cure all disease until patients stop pursuing pro-disease lifestyle choices. So for example, you would probably think it's absurd if I said to you that here's a person, let's say, that is morbidly obese. And I say, well, AI is going to solve their obesity without requiring them to change what they eat, let's say. You would respond to me and say, that's crazy. You know, all the compute in the world is not going to reverse that person's obesity if they continue to eat the foods that made them obese, right? You're going to have a conversation about changing behavior, changing food choice, getting better nutrition, but fewer processed foods, fewer calories, fewer seed oils, things like that. You're also going to have a conversation about sedentary lifestyles versus activity levels, fitness or walking or whatever the case may be. The same thing is true for a cancer patient. If someone has been diagnosed with cancer, there's something in their life that has led to the development of cancer in their body through cause and effect mechanisms. And for nearly everyone, it's the fact that they're eating cancer-causing foods and using a lot of cancer-causing personal care products, everything from skin lotions and sunscreens to deodorants and shampoos and perfumes and laundry detergents, etc. They're absorbing cancer-causing chemicals every day. Have you looked at the ingredients in your deodorant lately? Uh-huh. Right. Or what's in the jabs, for example, or, you know, what's in the medications, or what's in your food? A lot of, let's say, you know, fried foods, seed oils that are pro-inflammatory, which is a precursor to cancer, but also a lot of sodium nitrite in processed meat products. People consuming beef jerky or pepperoni or lunch meat, sandwich meat, whatever they are, or bacon for that matter, you know, bacon typically is loaded with sodium nitrite, which is a very powerful cancer-causing compound. It's so powerful that it's used by scientists who want to induce cancer in lab rats in order to test cancer treatment interventions. So they will inject those rats with nitrosamines, which is what your stomach creates when you consume sodium nitrite in processed meat. So if you eat processed meat, you are the lab rat. And the USDA authorized this beginning in 1978, grandfathered it into the food safety system without requiring any safety testing whatsoever. So that's why Americans have been eating cancer-causing foods for all these decades. And it's not just Americans. It's everywhere around the Western world. So if I were to say to you, hey, I'm going to have AI solve your cancer, but you can still eat cancer-causing foods. If you were rational, you would say, that's not possible. That's crazy. Because if you eat cancer-causing foods, you know, your body follows the laws of chemistry and physiology. It's going to cause cancer. It's going to grow tumors in your body. An AI engine can't reverse that just by compute. So right there, you know that there's this gap. Again, confusing the map for the terrain. Now, but let me go to the next step here, because some of you might be saying, well, no, we're talking about AI will come up with a drug that cures cancer, a molecule that will solve it, or some kind of special protein that will solve it, or whatever, or some kind of personalized cancer treatment that will solve it. And I would say to you that your body already has the wisdom to create your personalized treatment against cancer. We'll get to that a little bit later, but you have to have the right nutrients. And you have to avoid the cancer-causing toxins. So if that's what you think, that AI is going to develop a molecule that cures cancer, then again, you don't understand cancer. You don't understand health. And what you're suffering from is the Western medicine mindset, which believes, and this comes out of the germ theory, believing that every disease is caused by essentially some kind of germ that can be blasted or carpet bombed with a chemical to eliminate that disease. And that's the model for all of Western medicine today. That's the model for pharmacology. Think about it. If they detect that you have, let's say, high cholesterol, what's their answer? Not, you know, stop eating seed oils and, you know, maybe you should change your diet. Maybe you could eat a more heart-friendly diet. Maybe you could take resveratrol for that matter. Maybe you're lacking vitamin D, etc. Maybe you're just dehydrated. You drink soda instead of clean water, etc. No, they don't talk about that at all. What do they say? The answer to high cholesterol is this chemical. It's a statin drug. And we're going to carpet bomb your body with statin drugs. And that's 99% of what Western medicine does. Here's a symptom. Here's a chemical. Here's diabetes, you know, type 2. Oh, here's a chemical. Here's high blood pressure. Here's another chemical. Here's high cholesterol. Here's a chemical. Here's Alzheimer's. Here's a chemical. Here's osteoporosis. Here's a chemical. Here's cancer. Oh, here's a bunch of toxic chemicals. We'll call it chemotherapy, etc. That's the way Western medicine treats everything. And you know what? It cures nothing. It cures nothing because it doesn't work. And so you can have AI come up with the best molecules in the world. It still won't reverse type 2 diabetes if a person continues to drink high fructose corn syrup and live a sedentary lifestyle and is chromium deficient, etc. You can have an AI engine come up with the best anti-cancer molecule in the world. I guarantee you it won't compete with the anti-cancer nutrients that are already found in nature or nutrients that your body creates itself. For example, did you know your body makes vitamin D? Your body makes vitamin D upon exposure to sunlight. And it's processed through your liver, through your kidneys, believe it or not, different forms of vitamin D. Your body already has the wisdom to create the molecules to eliminate cancer. And the reason people have cancer, well, there are essentially two reasons, is number one, they lack the nutrients that their body needs. And some of those nutrients include sunlight, by the way, which is related to vitamin D, or they're exposed to toxins that cause the disease. Those are the two causes of disease, primarily. There are other smaller factors such as, you know, total lack of physical activity, etc., or high levels of stress, lack of sleep, things like that. But the predominant two causes are not having good nutrition, which is really widespread across the U.S. population, and exposure to toxic chemicals. AI will never solve either one of those problems because the solutions rely on the patient changing their behavior. And that's something that Western medicine doesn't believe in. Think about it. Doctors, and I'm talking about conventional doctors, I'm not referring to naturopaths or complementary medicine doctors, but mainstream conventional doctors, they almost never tell their patients to change their behavior. They don't give their patients a shopping list for groceries. Say, hey, you know what? Look, you've got these problems. I can see your blood work. You know, you're a wreck. Okay. Here are some things that you should eat. Go get some fresh produce, right? Have some apples, have some celery, you know, make some fresh juice out of kale leaves and lemon juice and apples and pears and do something healthy. Doctors never have that discussion with their patients. You know what they say? Here, take these drugs. And then we'll mask your symptoms. We'll manage your disease. Western medicine is a disease management system, not a disease resolution system. Western medicine doesn't cure disease. It manages disease. It is a sick care system, not a healthcare system. And if you add an AI layer to a sick care system, it doesn't transform it into a healthcare system. It just makes it a more efficiently operated sick care system where the AI can replace the human doctor in deciding what drugs to prescribe. Essentially, if you think about it, doctors, this is conventional Western doctors, they function as robots right now. I've described them as, you know, human skin bag vending machines for big pharma. That's mostly all they do. They assess symptoms and then they prescribe drugs. Well, it turns out that that function can be readily automated, which means that almost all human doctors can be replaced by AI very easily with the same results, which are horrible. So here again, AI won't solve disease. Now, there's another huge barrier in all of this, a philosophical barrier that's fundamental to the pillars of Western medicine, fundamental to Western, you know, thought. And that is the idea that disease is spontaneous and it appears without cause. And this is the predominant belief of nearly all Western doctors. And they will even express this to their patients. They'll say things like, oh, you've been diagnosed with cancer. There's nothing you could have done to stop it. It's not your fault. Look, your parents had cancer too. So therefore it's genetic. There's nothing you could have done. That is a lie, number one, because there are 1,000 things that you can do to not grow cancer in your body. And also by the time cancer is diagnosed, it's been growing in your body for typically 10 to 20 years. You think large tumors appear magically overnight like they're teleported into your tissue? No, it doesn't work that way because we don't live in a magical tumor world. We live in a world where tumors grow because, well, there are cells that get signals for angiogenesis, which is to build blood vessels and supply to borrow or steal or rob the body of its resources through the blood. It builds out blood vessels and then it has errors in cell division so that it doesn't know when to stop dividing. So really, cancer is a cellular communication problem. But Western doctors don't acknowledge that, and mostly they don't even know that. And so they poison the body with chemotherapy, which is completely insane. It's like trying to kill a housefly by setting the house on fire. But that's what they do, and they call it medicine. And they enforce it through censorship, and also through state medical boards that make sure that we are stuck in the past and that medicine never moves forward. Because if we're stuck in the past, that financially benefits Big Pharma, which of course runs the state medical boards and finances the mainstream media and finances the medical journals, etc. So we're stuck in this mindset of spontaneous disease. which means that most conventional doctors believe in magic, which is disease without cause. And because they believe in that, they miss the causes. They don't recognize the existence of causes. And that's why they never talk about causes. If someone has type 2 diabetes, believe me, there was a cause. I used to have borderline type 2 diabetes decades ago. That's what actually got me into this realm, starting to study the association between foods and the health effects that you get. Because I was drinking soda, I was eating processed high sugar foods, and I was nutrient deficient. And I had hypoglycemia, which was, you know, early blood sugar disorder, and then bordered on type 2 diabetes. If I had followed my doctor's advice, I would probably be dead by now. If not, I would be obese, and I would be taking insulin, and my heart would be a wreck, and, you know, everything, life would suck. That's what happens when you follow doctors. But because I rejected that, then I became who I am today, the Health Ranger. In perfect health, no blood sugar problems. I drink avocado, banana, whey protein smoothies infused with black cumin seed oil and things like broccoli sprouts high in sulforaphane, which have neuroprotective effects and anti-inflammatory effects and anti-cancer effects, etc., etc. And that's just a small part of what I do. Obviously, I supplement with resveratrol and turmeric and all kinds of things. And so I've created an environment where it's impossible for cancer tumors to continue to grow, because every day I'm feeding my body anti-cancer signals. And those signals come from mostly plants. That's right, plants. I mean, think about it. Where does resveratrol come from? Which does have anti-cancer properties, but it's mostly known for cardiovascular protection. Where does it come from? Well, in the supplement form, it's mostly derived from Japanese knotweed. But in nature, a more familiar form, it comes from red grapes and grape leaves. And it's in the grape skins more than the flesh of the grape. And this is why red wine has resveratrol in it also. And this also explains what's called the French paradox, which is, how is it that in the French culture they can eat such high-fat foods and yet they don't die of heart disease and cancer if they're following a traditional French diet? Yeah, it's because of resveratrol. And it's also because of elements of the Mediterranean diet, which have healthy, non-fried oils, such as cold olive oil drizzled onto salads. And I mean the real olive oil, which is pungent and spicy, not that counterfeit crap that you're buying at the grocery store that says olive oil on it, but it isn't. It's just relabeled seed oils, for the most part. There are exceptions to that. But if your olive oil doesn't have a bite, it's not real olive oil. And also, by the way, probably 80% of the honey you buy at the grocery store is counterfeit honey. It's just repackaged corn syrup. But anyway, that's a whole nother podcast. A lot of people think they're eating food, but they're actually eating what I call shadow food. It's not even real food. And then they wonder why they have health problems. Not that their doctor's even helping them with any kind of guidance whatsoever. The doctor's just hitting them with chemicals, which makes everything worse. You know, a lot of these pharmaceuticals, they deplete your body of the minerals that have anti-cancer effects. And so the more drugs you take, the higher your risk of cancer goes. And then just to make sure that you get cancer, especially women, once a year, what do they want you to do? Like, smash your breasts at a pancake flattener machine called a mammogram, which emits ionizing radiation that causes cancer. On purpose, it irradiates not just your breast, but your lungs and your heart also. Year after year after year. Do you think that if you walk through the Chernobyl nuclear power plant every year, like an annual tour, you think you might get cancer? Yes. The cancer industry makes sure that you get cancer because that's their profit model. That's repeat business for them. Okay, so mammograms are designed to cause cancer. And the cancer industry thrives on cancer. It does not thrive by telling you how to not get cancer. And that's why oncologists almost never tell their patients about vitamin D or black cumin seed oil or anti-cancer nutrients or anti-cancer lifestyles or the anti-cancer effects of sunlight exposure. No, they tell you the sun will kill you. Hide from the light. Duck in the shadows. Live in darkness. This is what they say. And they want you to live in darkness figuratively also by making sure that you're ignorant about the causes of cancer. So, getting back to AI, if you take all of these broken philosophical assumptions upon which Western medicine is rooted, and then you add an AI layer to them, it doesn't solve disease. It doesn't cure cancer, it doesn't cure diabetes, etc. All it does is it makes the sick care industry more efficient to operate by replacing human doctors with AI doctors that are still pushing pills. If you want to know how to cure cancer, we already have the answers, and all those answers are freely available to you through the AI tools that I built that my company pays for. And you can find them all completely free to use at brighteon.ai. And there you can click on any of the four tools you want. One of them is called brightyou.ai. That's our chatbot. And it has been trained, meticulously trained, on this curated data set of knowledge that I spent 2 years pulling together, and we spent about $2 million on that effort. And that knowledge, it's the world's best knowledge about nutrition, phytochemistry, anti-cancer protocols, alternative and natural medicine, prevention, etc. And there's a wellness coach on that site. So if you want to know how do you prevent cancer, reverse cancer, cure cancer, we already have the answers. And you can access them for free. And our engine knows more about cancer, about human health, about nutrition, than any human doctor living today or any doctor that has ever lived in the history of planet Earth or any doctor that ever will live. Our engine knows more right now, free of charge, than every doctor you've ever visited. And that infuriates them, by the way, because their entire shtick relies on their arrogance and your ignorance. And the minute you start to become educated yourself, then you know your doctor gets infuriated because they know that if you get healthy, you're no longer going to need their services, you know, their sick care services. And you can get healthy. And you can download all the books for free at brightlearn.ai. And there are books on anti-cancer protocols. There are books on avoiding toxins. They're all free. They're all under a Creative Commons attribution license. You can download them and use them for free. You can share them. You can spread them around. You can put them on torrent websites. In fact, I encourage you to do so. All of our tools are free to use. So, in a sense, AI hasn't solved disease, but AI has allowed you to solve your disease by having access to decentralized knowledge that has previously been censored. So AI is an enabler, it can be in the way that we are using it, AI is an enabler of decentralized knowledge. And that's the cure for cancer. In other words, the single most important step in curing cancer is to fire your doctor. The single most important step to reversing type 2 diabetes, it's the same. Fire your doctor. Educate yourself, and then change your choices. Change your behavior. You can shift from a pro-cancer diet to an anti-cancer diet, starting with your very next meal. And the only reason you haven't done that so far, if you haven't, is because you just didn't know. And that's the way your doctor likes it. And that's the way the drug companies want it. And that's the way the FDA wants it, and the CDC wants it, and your state medical board, etc. They want you ignorant, whereas I want you to be informed. And when you're informed, you're going to find that, you know, you don't need these pill-pushing, you know, human skin bag vending machines that pretend to be doctors, but they're not. They're just pharmaceutical representatives. The real healing takes place within you. No doctor can heal you. Only you, and perhaps touched by the hand of God, only you can heal yourself. And you do that by changing what you do. You change your food intake. You add in nutrition that your body is missing. You shift to organic consumption to avoid pesticides, herbicides, and other toxic chemicals, like the biosludge toxins that conventional crops are grown in. Did you know that? Yeah. If you do these things, then you will be able to revolutionize your own health. And the healing will come from within. Because the thing that Western medicine won't tell you, and also that a lot of machine learning scientists don't understand, is that you are responsible for your health outcome. You and only you can change the results that you get. No AI engine can do that for you, and no doctor can do it for you, and no drug can do it for you. You alone determine the outcome. And that accumulates day by day, meal after meal, hour after hour, based on your decisions. And those decisions should be based on your knowledge. And your knowledge can now be upgraded completely free using our free tools, for example. And, you know, don't trust ChatGPT because it's programmed with just a bunch of Western medicine vaccine pimping propaganda. If you want real health information, you have to use the alternative GPT type of engines like ours at brightu.ai. So the machine learning scientists are going to be very disappointed when AI does solve high-level math problems, which it will, and it solves high-level physics problems, but it doesn't solve cancer, and it doesn't solve diabetes, and it doesn't solve even aging. It doesn't solve Alzheimer's. It never will. Those solutions are outside the realm of AI. They're in the realm of the intelligence of Mother Nature, which is just an expression of the intelligence of the Creator, who has designed our universe as the intelligent architect with an intelligent design. And your body is also an expression of that. You have an intelligent immune system. You have an intelligent neural network system capable of learning things. I encourage you to exercise it. Use the brain God gave you and start learning how to reverse cancer and stop waiting around for, quote, science or AI or the government to come along and make you healthy. That's never going to happen. If you expect that to happen, you will go to your grave waiting for that to happen. It will never happen. You know, they say in the Trump movement, make America healthy again. You actually can't make America healthy again. The only person you can make healthy is yourself. Make yourself healthy again. Everybody else, it's up to them. They have to choose. And you can't choose for them. You can't force them to eat healthier and stop drinking soda, you know, and stop eating a bunch of canola oil or other garbage seed oils that used to be used as like lubricants, you know, industrial lubricants, and then they repackaged it. Used to be named rapeseed oil. That didn't sell, so they called it canola. And then they had a big canola marketing push, and they told everybody it's heart healthy, and it's all a lie. So everybody's eating, they're eating, you know, lubricants, okay? They're eating lubricants and wondering why, you know, why do they have heart problems? Yeah, I wonder. You'd be healthier eating lard and butter and eggs than all that seed oil garbage. Of course, you should eat a healthy amount of fruit and vegetables and nutritional supplements, etc. I'm not saying to focus on a meat diet or anything like that, but certainly don't eat the lubricants, okay? The seed oils. So anyway, if you want to be healthy, that knowledge is easily within your reach. And again, the tools where you can find all that are found at brightion.ai. I'm the developer of all those tools, and there's much more yet to come. So this is actually great news. You don't have to wait for anybody to solve your health problem. All you have to do is get informed and start making decisions, start changing your behavior little by little. You are in control, and you can do more for your health than any other person on the planet, including any doctor. And I'm not saying that doctors are useless. You know, ER doctors are great. They help people in emergencies, dealing with injuries, dealing with acute heart attacks, etc. There's a role for doctors. There's a role for surgeons. You know, there's a role for anesthesia. There's a role for antibiotics with acute infections, etc. But when a doctor tells you, here, take this pill for the rest of your life and it will control your cholesterol, then that's when you should fire that doctor and start to self-educate. Otherwise, you'll die on statin drugs. Choice is yours. Very simple. So thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams, Health Ranger. If you'd like to follow more of my work, you can follow me on brightion.com or articles at naturalnews.com, or you can follow me on X at Health Ranger. So thank you for listening. Take care.
Most mainstream milk isn't this pure. Health Ranger Organic Oat Milk Powder is single ingredient, organic, and lab verified. For a cleaner choice, get your delicious and nutritious oat milk powder, only at the Brighteon store.